Praise the Lord. God's so good. Good to see each and every one of you here tonight. All of you watching, praise God, we're glad you're here too. It's been an interesting week. It's been an interesting, this thing's going on with all the stuff. With all our projects that we have in Harvest Bible Church, we have all kinds of things going on. And the enemy would love to get you just all worked up about them. You know, you guys ought to thank God for Pastor Pamela so she gets to hear all my ranting and raving. And then when I get here, I go, okay, let's be nice. And it is, you know, because I don't understand. You know, I mean, it's you just wish people would just, number one, be honest. Number two, actually talk to you in the right ways. But praise the Lord. You know, it is what it is. We live in a world. We live in a thing like that. But the most wonderful thing about it is we keep playing until we win. Amen. Amen. I never lose because I keep playing until I win. Hallelujah. So that's what we just keep playing. If you want to, we got to keep doing something. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's and how we know that delays are never denials. You know, you must, you know, and I love this. I heard this many, many years ago. Christians never fail. They only find ways that don't work. But praise God, which simply means that we got to find another way because God's going to make a way. God's called it to come. You know, it always amazes me is that people think, well, it's just, oh, well, it must not be God. This is blind. I'm like, no, no, no. We just need to kick the door down. We just need to keep moving forward. If God said to do it at that time, he said to do it at this time. It's going to work. We're going to bring it through. And we just have to keep plowing. Amen. We're going to find a way. God's got a way. Amen. And we're going to make it happen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to pray here. And we're going to get right into the Word of God and be blessed tonight. Amen. So let me take a deep breath. I've unloaded on everybody earlier. And that's just because I've got a lot of stuff just today. But that's okay because God's good. Father, we honor you tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. What a privilege it is to come together with your wonderful people. Father, thank you that you know all things and you knew all things and you know all things to come. Father, I'm so glad that you order our steps. You said the steps of a good man or the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. So, Father, we believe that you're ordering our steps. We believe that all things work together for the good to those that are called of God, who are called according to your purpose, Father God, that love you. And Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for tonight. Lord, thank you and praise you. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your grace. And Lord, thank you once again for each and every person that's here. Father, my heart's cry, my heart's desire is that your word has free course, that it just stirs our heart to love you. It stirs our heart to serve you. Lord, you're an amazing God. You're so wonderful. And so right now, I yield myself to you as a vessel that you can use. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, we rejoice in you. We praise you. We just trust the Holy Spirit to bring forth and to touch lives. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. How many know you can get messed up in your soul? You can get messed up in your mind, your will, and your emotion. You get all messed up just because of hearing things, seeing things, doing things, and just get frustrated with stuff. And so you have to grab a hold of your soul. What do I mean by that? You have to grab a hold of your emotions and say, okay, I need to bring this in. What do we need to do? So go with me, if you would, in your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And we're just going to talk about doing something. And we're going to how do we combat against the enemy? What do you do when everything falls apart? Or when everything is, you know, what you're working on or doesn't look like it's going to come to pass. Well, one of the things is you got to always go back and did you hear from heaven? And the second thing is you just got to go back and say, okay, Lord, you knew this was coming. So what do we need to do? And the good thing about it is that none of this rattles him. Right. Amen. And so what we need to do is you just got to, what I do is I go, Lord, obviously you got a bigger testimony than I thought. You got a bigger testimony because you're going to turn this around. You're going to turn our captivity. There's some things that God said he would do for us, you know, and I think that's what the psalmist, that's what David would do. when everything that was, you know, fell apart, or when everything wasn't going right, or when everything just seemed like all hope is lost, what am I going to do? I'm going to hope thou in God. You know, I'm going to do, and I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. Even in the midst of when it didn't look like praising and worshiping or encouraging yourself in the Lord was a good thing. Amen. And I've, you know, it might not be a good time, but that's probably the best time. Amen. Amen. Here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says this. He says, but you are a chosen generation. Turn to your neighbor and say, guess what? God chose you. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 16 says this. It says, I have chosen you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. Amen. And he says, I chose you. And I chose you that your fruit would remain. I chose you that you would do great things. God chose us. Amen. He said that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Aren't you glad you're the priest of your home? Aren't you glad, glory to God, that you have the opportunity to talk to God? Amen. That you can have the right to go into the throne room of grace boldly and obtaining mercy and grace and to find help in the time of need. Amen. That you just change yourself and you turn around and say, wait a minute. God chose me. I'm one of God's chosen. Hallelujah. I'm a royal priesthood. Amen. He goes on to say, you're a holy nation. I know talking about to the Jews that were there, but Peter was actually talking to the Gentiles. He said, we are a holy nation. Glory to God. God's called us. We are his children. Amen. Thank God we've got a right and a privilege. Then he makes this unique statement here in the King James Version. It says, you are a peculiar people. Amen. And of course, people have taken that and ran with it in all different ways. And yeah, we are peculiar. You know why we're peculiar? It's because we face everything with the word of God. We face everything with faith and with praise and with worship and thanksgiving. We face everything in the power of that our God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. That's one of the greatest things about it. And that, look what he says, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. That we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. I'm so glad that we've been called out of darkness. Aren't you glad that no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the world is saying, thank God, God's got an answer. Amen. Go with me to Psalms 81. I'm going to give you four things tonight. Just stir your hearts up. And you know why I'm going to give it to you? Because I need it. So I'm preaching to me right now. Okay. I told Pastor Pamela, I said, listen, she goes, what happened to that sweet guy? I said, he's going to come. He does not sweet right now. I don't need to be around anybody right now. Don't talk to him. He said, well, we're going to, I said, you want to be? I said, nope, I don't want to be around anybody right now. Because right now I'm just ticked off at everybody else. It's not good. But I'll take care of me in just a minute here. Once I get taken care of me, you know, amen. Hallelujah. I know you guys never do that, but I have to deal with me at times. And it's just, I had one of those days. Do you ever have one of those days? Yeah, I had one of those days. I've had one of those weeks. It's just like, golly, you know, I've been waiting. I've been patiently. I've been delegating. I've been, you know, doing this. Oh, we're going to get this. Let's see. I've been trying to, and everybody's failed. Not church people. Then the week's not over. Hallelujah. We still got more failure to come. No, that's not true. That's not true. I take authority over those words in Jesus' name. Woo. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. Glory to God. So, you know, I had all these different things. You know, I was going to get up here and preach about the angels and what we were supposed to do. And the last thing about all the things we can order them to do and do things for us and every area of the provisions. But it would come out terrible. So we need to do that when we're ready. So we need to do this so we can all be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, we know this, that praise God, in Ephesians chapter 1, it actually declares that our praise is the testimony of God. And if you don't let any, you know, I heard this many, many years ago. If you don't let the devil steal your joy, he can't steal your victory. And in that, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when we begin to understand how powerful praise and thanksgiving and worship, and I know we're talking, we have this November, it's Thanksgiving and stuff, but really, truly, when you understand the power of praise, the power of thanksgiving in our lives, of really, truly being thankful, truly being thankful about what somebody has done or what somebody did that impacted your life. You know, it may have been something somebody gave you, but really it's more about what acts that people have done. And how many of you know that the only thing that we can truly give God that he doesn't already have is our praise and worship? I mean, that's the only thing we can give him that he doesn't have and he desires. Why? Not because he's egotistical, but because he wants us to know and realize how awesome he is. And when we praise him, it's like faith in action. When we thank him, it's like faith in action, because we're honoring him for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do. God's going to do it. Because it doesn't matter how many times we get told no. If God said yes, then eventually it's got to be a yes. You understand that? We just keep playing the game until we win. It's just like, you know, we're going to be like that woman that went to the unjust judge. He said, I don't fear God. I don't fear anybody. I don't fear anybody. But this woman's going to annoy me too. She's just going to mess things up. She's going to keep doing this, keep bothering me. I'm going to give her what she's asking for. It's like, yep, yep, you are. Amen. Hallelujah, you know. You know, and when we understand that that's what God is, all he's requiring of us is the relationship, but he's also requiring of us to be thankful and to have a heart and an attitude of praise in our lives. Amen. And so here in Psalms 81, verse 1, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, it says, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. He said, take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon and in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. He says, for this was the statute of Israel and the law of God of Jacob. And he basically began to share about Joseph and what he did, you know. And in verse 7, jump down to verse 7 if you're with me. He said, you called in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I proved you at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Think about all the things that I have done for you. Think about all these things. Amen. He said, think of it. And he's telling the children of Israel, it's this whole thing about, hey, it's a whole thing about praise. It's a whole thing about, how come you're not thanking God for all that I have done? But now jump down to verse 11, and we're going to read verse 11 through 13. And I want to give you four things out of here that God said he would do if we do praise him, if we do honor him, if in the midst of everything we look around and go, this may sound crazy, but it's time to praise the Lord. Yes. It's time to worship. It's time to get God on the scene. How do you get God on the scene? By thanking him, by worshiping, by getting his word in the situation and applying it, and then by saying, God, I'm so thankful for that. Your word is so awesome. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 11 says this, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. I mean, you know, some of the most difficult times is when you're going through it, when things doesn't like, or things have happened, or things are just seems like one after another. And all of a sudden, we just need to thank God, praise the Lord. That sounds so ludicrous, so crazy. You say, no, I just want to yell and scream right now and be mad at somebody. I want to get frustrated. And it's like, nope, that's not going to work. That's the thing about, because what is that? The enemy wants you to get frustrated. He wants you to act in the flesh. He wants you to get upset. He wants you to get worried about it. Amen. He wants you to think, oh, now this is going to delay us another 6 months. Big deal. God's bigger than that. It's in God's hands anyways. He can bring it to pass. He can bring it to pass faster if he wants to. He'll do what he needs to do. Amen. Hallelujah. But God said he would do some things. And you know the very first thing God says here in this, because when he goes on down, he says, so I gave them up into their own hearts, their own lusts. They walked in their own counsels. Isn't it amazing? We walk around figuring out how we can yell and scream. Whose fault is it? Well, how come this didn't happen? Who did this? How come who didn't do this? Whose fault is this? You know? And then here he goes into verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel had walked in my ways. Verse 14. I should soon have subdued their enemies. Do you know the very first thing when you begin to change your anger, change your frustration, change your worry from all those things there to praise and worship, the number one thing God does is he shuts the mouths of your enemies. He subdues your enemies. He said, they think, oh, look, we're in charge. I said, no, you're not. You're not in charge. You can't stop it. You might delay it, but you can't stop it. God's going to do it, so it's no big deal. Amen. And that's what you do. The minute that you begin to say, no, we're going to praise God. We're going to worship God. No, I'm not going to let anything steal my joy. Amen. I'm not going to let anything, hallelujah, rob me of the blessing of God. I'm not going to let anything steal my peace. Amen. So this is what I thought. It did for a little bit. It gets scribed first. Like I said, you just thank God for Pastor Bam. She said, well, my ear's not to be chewed. I said, I know, but you got to listen. You know, and the bad thing was she was driving and I got to check my emails. And that's, you know, I get, that's a bad one. Oh, wow, everything that we're doing is not working. It's awesome. Now's the time to praise the Lord. So I said, well, did you feel like it? Absolutely not. I don't feel like it right now. But I'm walking by faith. Hallelujah. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm walking in what God said, and I'm not going to let anything these guys, you know, I can get into the flesh. I can get into man. I'm saying, okay, I'm just going to do it myself. And the bad thing is that I can, but I don't want to. And I can't and do those things. Got to let God do it. Because then you get all messed up in your own. You get all that. The very first thing he's going to do is he's going to subdue our enemies. Yes. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. He's going to subdue them. They think they're in control, but they're not. God is in control. Yes. And we're just going to move around and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He turned around and said this in the same verse. He said, and he'll turn my hand against their adversaries, which simply means is that I'm the one that's going to fight your battles. And the way we fight our battles is with the Word of God. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against PG&E. We're not fighting against contractors and things to do this. We're not fighting against people who don't want to do things. It's the enemy. And there are those that God's going to get us in contact with that want to do good things. Amen? Or he's going to show us a way of how to do it. Amen? And we're just going to keep going. And in the meantime, we're still going to have church. And still do God, still serve God, still honor God. But thank God, aren't you glad that God's the one that's going to go into battle for us and with us? You know, when I think about this, we always think of that, and we do this great thing in Second Chronicles there about Jehoshaphat, when he put the praisers out front. How crazy is that? I mean, think about it. This is a battle. There's three times as many, you know, there's three kings coming against them. They've got so many more soldiers coming. And they get a word from God that says the battle's not yours, but the Lord's. And Jehoshaphat says, this is the word from God. He says, if you believe the words of the Lord, so shall you be established. And if you believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Isn't that awesome? He says, so I'm going to believe this so much. The praisers are going out first. We're going to go out singing, worshiping. Now he had his army with him. They were behind him. He didn't leave the army home. I thought, man, that would have been cool. But he brought the army because it took 4 days to bring all the spoil back. So that's what the army was there for. I always think it like this, man. If you're part of the praisers and worshipers and you're doing that, somebody else is going to bring your spoils with you. And you're going to get blessed. You're not going to have to work. Somebody else is carrying everything for you back to your house. Amen. But how many know in the midst of things, how hard is it to rejoice? How hard is it to stir up yourself? How hard is it to offer up the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of your lips, giving thanks unto his name? Amen? I mean, I think nobody wants this. It's not a good time. Nope, it's not a good time. But you know, it's the best time to fight our battles. It's the best time to do it. And the devil says, you're crazy. And you say, yep, I love God. I'm so glad I lost my mind and found it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because what praise and what worship does is it, the third thing it does for you is it gives you rest. Faith is a rest. When you believe something and when you do it, it gives you rest. Hallelujah. And how many of you know that's the hardest thing to do when things aren't happening? Because we want to make it happen. You know, Crispin, he worked so hard to try to make me not work so hard. And I appreciate that about him. But there are times that we just have to, you know, they have to grab a hold of some things and take hold of it. But, you know, but thank God we just say, okay, Lord, we just got to find it. Okay, if that way doesn't work, let's find the other way that does work because God wants to do it. Amen? So many times we stop short of our miracle because we've allowed the enemy to put up little roadblocks or little things, little hurdles that mess us all up. And then we just say, I just quit. You know, and each generation, seems to get a little bit weaker in those areas. They won't fight through. And I think we've got to fight through. We've got to fight through and say, no, God said this is what we're going to do. God said to do this, so we're going to watch God do it. Amen? In the midst of it. In the midst of what's going on here. Hallelujah. God's going to subdue our enemies. God's the one going to go fight the battle for us. Hallelujah. And God's given us rest. Amen? And then I love what the last verse here says, because he says, let this in verse 15, he goes, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. That means they don't have a chance. But their time should have endured forever, talking about the children of Israel. Then he said he should have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with the honey out of the rock. Hallelujah, he would satisfy thee, which simply means, hallelujah, that God's going to give provision and satisfaction to you and I. We win. We're going to get, in the end result, we're going to have provision and we're going to have the satisfaction of seeing the things that we desire come to pass. Amen? If we'll let God fight our battles. You see the thing, when you begin to praise and you worship God, what does God do? He'll shut your enemies up, hallelujah, because you'll stop listening to them because your mind and heart is concentrated on him. Amen? And there's a scripture in the Bible in Psalms that says that the lies of the enemy shall cease. There's one thing about in the book of Psalms, it talks about with the Hebrew language, the Greek language and all that. They're such beautiful languages. Our English language, God bless us. You know, no wonder it's one of the hardest languages to learn, believe it or not. And the reason being is because, you know, we use some of the same words for different meanings and everything else. And so it just kind of confuses everybody. Same thing with, you know, this, how we want to express ourselves. And it's like, you know, we kind of say, hey, I love God and I love pizza in the same sentence. Amen. And hopefully you love one different than you do the other. Amen. Hopefully you love God a little bit more than you love pizza. Amen. But we do this and we do this with praise too, because, and that's why I think in the Hebrew language, there's seven words for praise and bless and thanksgiving, because each one meant something more significant in depending upon what they were trying to get across, because words meant some things. Did you know that words still mean a lot of things in our lives? You know, that your words need to mean something, and they mean something more when you are doing it. I mean, how many of you know that when somebody's really thankful to you, that you did something, and they're so, in fact, they can get to be so thankful that it's almost embarrassing that you did it. And you want to say, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I mean, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, you're making this huge thing, but I just felt impressed. Amen? But they were so thankful that you took time to say hi. You took time to go out of your way. You took time to do something that I'll ever be thankful because you did this. Amen? Have you ever had somebody do that in your life? You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've had that happen in my life, and they've got a get out of jail free card for the rest of their lives. What does that mean? No matter how stupid they get, I'm still going to love them. Amen? It's because of what they did, because I'm so thankful for at that time they did what they did that enabled me to keep walking on and to do what I need to do. Amen? And we need to have that praise and that worship on the inside of us, not just at November and Thanksgiving when we talk about it, but all year long, not just at Christmas because you're trying to get on Santa's good list, okay, or everybody else's good list and trying to say, I want to get presents, but that we turn this thing around and that we realize, wait a minute, I want to give myself to worship and praise to God, not so I can get something, but because of who he is. See, how many of you know that? How many of you know God knows your motives? He knows if you're trying to con him. He knows if you actually mean it. Amen? I mean, that's where we look at the Word of God and we see things and kind of go, all right. You know, what is God exactly trying to get across to us in that? In that whole honoring of God, or whole thing of God. And now you know that each time we praise God, it may be a little bit different. That's why I love the words. That's why I love, you know, these other languages in that sense, because it's like, you know what? It doesn't seem like this is enough. I need to fall on my knees. You know, it's not enough, you know, to lift my hands and worship him, because there's something else that I need to do. So I need to fall on my knees and I need to bless him. I need to magnify him. I need to get still in his presence there, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. And there's times that when I want to praise him and I say, Lord, it doesn't seem like I'm getting through. What do I need to do? How do I need to? He said, well, the problem is that you're not in agreement with me. Did you know there's a Hebrew word for praise that means you get in agreement with God? And we know in the New Testament, what did Jesus say? He said, if any two on earth shall agree as touching anything they shall ask of my Father which is in heaven, he'll give it to us. He talked about agreement. He said in Amos, you know, 3:3, how can two walk together lest they agree? And you're praising him and you're really praying, but he's like, God, doesn't seem like you're hooking up with me. Doesn't seem like this, the presence, we're not making any, we're just doing, we're going through the motions. He's like, well, you're just not in agreement with me. I said, well, what do I need to get in agreement with you? He said, well, you need to get in agreement of what I said. You need to get in agreement with my word, because my word said this, and you're over here crying out to God, I praise you, I love you, I love you, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not. He said, well, I've forgiven you, now how come you're not over here agreeing with me about what we can do over here and get excited? Amen? And yet you're still praising, but you're like, this is not, you know, because how many enjoy the presence of God? When you know his presence, you sense his presence, you sense that he's doing something, that you just know he's there and he's in the room with you. If you don't do that, you need to draw a circle around yourself and have a revival. You stir up the gift of God. Just draw a circle and pretend that it's a big wall and you're all by yourself and you act whatever you want to act. Amen. Preferably you do that by yourself someplace. It's good, because I've acted, I act crazy, you know. But when you do that, you place yourself in agreement with him, because you're saying, Lord, I believe what your word says. So I'm going to walk in the forgiveness that you give. I'm going to walk in the presence that you give. I'm going to walk in the power that you give. Because see, praise is very powerful. We see that. You know, and I didn't finish the story, you know, about Jehoshaphat. They were praying, and God set ambushes. God subdued the enemy, but then God went out and fought the battles, got them all confused, and they killed themselves. God can turn your captivity like that. God can turn things around like that. The enemy, you know, and you get God on the subject, and the way you get God on the subject is, first of all, pray and get the word of God. But then all of a sudden, you start praising God, because praise is faith in action. Thanksgiving is faith in action. You begin to say, and you truly do it. You're not doing it just to say, okay, thank you, Lord. Now, I have done that. I had to do that on the way here. So, okay, Lord, I got to check my heart. Check my heart. And I love my wonderful wife. She said, you know, I want to talk to you when you're nice. And we will talk about things. We don't need to talk about anything right now. We will talk about when you're nice. I want to talk. She goes, I want to talk to the faith guy. I don't want to talk to this grumbling, complaining, doubting unbelief guy. Don't just love what I love. I mean, I need that. I need slapped every once in a while. Because, you know, she's like, who are you? I said, well, right now I'm pretty frustrated. If you would have read these three, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? You know, anyways, hallelujah. Amen. But it's so important that when you place yourself in agreement, and if you'll think of this, when you'll start thinking, I'm going to change, I'm going to worship God, I'm going to praise God. But what am I doing? I'm getting myself in agreement with his word. I'm going to get myself in agreement with praising him, because he said this about me. He said this about the situation. He said, so God, I know you're working. You're working. Even if I can't see that you're working, I know that you're working. I know that you're working. I know that you're working. Hallelujah. And you know, I like just to be in the presence of God. I do. I'm not a very demonstrative kind of person, even though I'm loud and boisterous and I seem like I am, but I'm not in that sense, you know, in a lot of ways. But there are sometimes there just needs to be an outburst. Now, y'all got nervous. There needs to be what we call a shout of praise. There used to be, man, when in church, you come to the Pentecostal churches, you knew there was going to be a shout. You just knew it was bubbling out there, and they're about to bubble, and they get to doing things. And you knew that sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, they're about to shout. There's going to be a shout of praise come out of them. There's going to be some things take place. And somebody said, well, I don't think that's all necessary. And I heard this phrase, which set me free. It's only necessary if it's necessary. Because I've had some times where I've been yelling at the top of my lungs. Now, it's just me. I've been praising God, just shouting. Usually it's me in my car. People think I'm having a fit if he actually drove by. They would think he's having a heart attack. There's some things happening. Yeah, there was. Amen. We had to go do some things today. So we were at this restaurant thing, and it was a fast food place, so we're eating. All of a sudden, I was looking, and they messed up everybody's orders, ours included. Everybody, I mean, they had to actually refund money to us because they blew it. And everybody, I mean, it was like, and you could see there's like 15, 20 people, and everybody's, because it's supposed to be fast food. And it's not fast. Okay. And one guy, he's up there and he's just, all of a sudden, he's standing at the thing, and they've messed it up about the third or fourth time. This is what he does. Closes his eyes. And you can see his lips moving. And he's praying. He's praying. He's just trying really hard. And literally, for about a minute. You know how long a minute is? To stand at a cash register at a fast food place with 25 people around you. And I was like, Lord, help him. Help him, Lord. I know where he's at. I know where he's at. I know what he's thinking. Help him, Lord. Help him. Because I was thinking the same thing 5 minutes before. Hallelujah. But I got to sit down and pray. She actually had to pray over the meal today. It was sad. But so she could make sure it was blessed. Because she didn't think I could bless it. So it was good. I know. Confessions of your pastor tonight. It was, but he's doing good now. And then he got out of it. Everything was good. And they still didn't get his order right. But he handled it. I thought, I was just waiting for him to burst out in praise. I was going to jump over with it. Sit down, try, brother. Amen. Praise God. Let's do this. But he didn't. He calmed. He got it. Finally got it all situated. I thought, glory to God. I'm going to take hold of myself here. Amen. But there has to be a time sometime that you just got to shout. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth said this. He said, man, there would be so many people who would be giants in faith if they just learn how to shout. If they just learn the shout of faith instead of trying to be dignified in certain things or certain things and not really learn, just learn, man, I need to do that. You know, there's a word in the Hebrew language that declares that when you're praising, that there is a time where you shout. I am thoroughly convinced when the children of Israel were walking around the walls of Jericho and they were quiet for 6 days. I mean, come on. That's the working of miracles to get 2 million people to shut up for 6 days. Come on. Right? It wasn't that shouting was any big deal that the walls fell down. It was that miracle of 6 days of not saying a word. That's a big miracle. But when they let out a shout, it was a roar. It was a shout. Because that's what it talks about in the Bible. It tells it, it's this word, where they shouted an adoration, an exclamation. They shouted for joy. They shouted unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, the Bible says. Amen. And if you can't shout your praises, glory to God. Amen. We need to stir you up. Amen. You got it. And it's something you have. And you say, well, that's just not me. I'm very, I know that's what we're trying to do. I said, when you see, we want to see, glory to God, that it is God. And it's not you. I said, well, it's not me. I know it's not you. I'm trying to get you away from you. Amen. Get you to shout. Hallelujah. And if we start shouting, praise God, the walls will start coming down. Amen. And like I said, it's only necessary if it's necessary. Amen. Hallelujah. And never judge anybody what's going on in their lives until you know what they're going through. Amen. They may need to do it. Like I said, it's only necessary if it's necessary. Hallelujah. And I'm thoroughly convinced too that with our praise and with our worship, is there needs to be songs of praise, songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Amen. I believe that. Believe that. Now, you know, there are those of us that are not given to singing, but praise God. Who cares? Amen. I mean, it sounds prettier when those that can sing, but hallelujah. The Bible says make a joyful noise. Yeah, there are issues that take place. But in fact, you're there in Psalms 81. Go back to Psalms 50. Y'all doing okay? I've got myself calmed down now. I'm doing good. I'm happy. I'm praising. I'm worshiping. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. I can praise him for the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. In Psalms 50, verse 23, he said this, "Whoso offereth praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." You know, when I used to always read that, I used to think, well, okay, I can, you know, to him that offers the sacrifice of praise glorifies God, and then if I can just get myself and order my lifestyle right, be right, do things. But that's really not what the psalmist is really trying to share with us here. He's trying to listen, whoso offereth praise glorify God, which means that's how you get your lifestyle in order. Amen. You get your lifestyle in order because when you're praising God, when you offer up the sacrifice of praise, and like I said, we may not like it, we may not want it, it may not seem like a good time, but man, when you're going through it, that's the best time. Yes. Amen. That's the best time. That's like, okay, stop. I gotta do some warfare here. I gotta do some battle here. I gotta praise God. I just gotta do this. You know, and I may have to shout, and you may hear me singing, and it may sound like a donkey braying at midnight in a tin barn, but that's okay. You need to know I gotta do it. I ain't doing it for you or doing it to you or for you. I'm doing it for God. I gotta do this. I've gotta get myself into agreement with his word. Get myself into agreement of what he said. I'm getting myself into agreement that what he has placed within, what he says about me, what he's doing for me. Amen? And that's the thing about it. And there's times where we need to, like I said, we need to get on our knees and just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Amen? You know, that's the Hebrew word barak, and it is. It means to bless the Lord. It means to get on your knees and just cry out and magnify God and bless him for his holiness. Bless him for who he is and what he's done. Amen. I think we look at things and we think praise is just, okay, praise you, Jesus. I'm singing, I'm praising, I lift my hands. And yet, God has given us so many ways to magnify him, so many that we can honor him with our lives. Amen. I mean, such a greater deal to do. I tell you, it's such an amazing thing that God wants to do for us. Hallelujah. And to respect and worship. How many know that when you submit yourself to God, you're praising him? Yes. When you submit yourself to the Word of God, you're praising him. Yes. Amen. Because you're allowing the Word of God to do what it needs to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. And here's another word. It's kind of amazing because this is what David did. How many know when David came back and he brought the covenant back and he began to dance before the Lord? And he was out there dancing and his, you know, his wife up there looking at him like, oh, you're the king. You're making a fool of yourself. David said, yep, I'm doing the hallelujah. Because that's what the Hebrew word is. It's hallel. That's what it is. It says, I'm going to look foolish when I praise God. I'm going to look foolish when I do this. It's going to be something that's going to, everybody's going to be watching. They're going to see and look and say, he looks so foolish. He looks like the fool. It's like, yep, but glory to God, I have a hallelujah shout. You know, we got that song that came out. I'm going to raise a hallelujah. I'm going to raise a hallelujah. It's going to be louder than the enemy. It's going to be louder than the problems. It's going to be louder than everything else. Because my hallelujah is not for you. My foolishness is not for you. And if it bothers you, it bothers you for you. You're the one that's upset about it. I'm not upset about it. And neither is God. He's not nervous. Amen? You know, we have these things and we kind of go, oh, well, but pastor, I know that. I realize that. I know that, you know, we see this, but There's a hallelujah. There's things that we need to get our praise in a greater degree, in a greater way, so that God inhabits it. Yeah. Amen? I'm serious. Where God inhabits our praises. I know that there's a holiness that there is that where the presence of God comes down, hallelujah, you know, where we can't stand in the temple. Because I think we need to see God's presence. We need to see God's power. And we're not trying to make it up, but it's just doing it. And we just do what God's speaking to our heart to do. And we're just letting God be God because we're raising a hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I think we ought to do that too, also where we just raise a hallelujah, even in our voices, even in our singing, where it gets to that place of where God is just thoroughly pleased with us. Amen. I don't want to just read about things. I want to experience the things of God. You know, and I have experienced a lot of things in my lifetime. And I said, Lord, I don't want to just experience them once. See, I don't know about you, but I don't want to. I've seen a lot, and a lot of us in this room, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of moves of God. So I'm going to take some time here and just exhort you, because we have. We've been in meetings, we've been in things God has done, and we know the time and the era of what was taking place. And yet, but there was a moves of God that were blessings. And I'm thinking, okay, God, that was such a blessing. And now it doesn't seem like we're blessed anymore like that or we're not blessed. And it's like, well, God's not moving that way anymore. And I'm thinking, you know what? Man, I used to eat ice cream when I was a little kid. I used to eat chocolate cake, apple pie, pumpkin pie, you know, cherry cobbler, blackberry cobbler, all these really good things. And you know what? They tasted good then and they really taste good now too. So, Lord, I don't think that you're not doing what you're doing or saying this is not the right thing or this isn't the right songs or this isn't this. I know that each wave and each generation has their songs and each thing. And so God is doing things and he's bringing things. But I believe God inhabits our praises. And he inhabits what's going on at that moment and that time. I believe we could sing, this is the day that the Lord hath made, the way the real old, and yet God could come down and fill the house. You know, I believe that we could sing, hallelujah, and God could fill the house. I believe that we could sing any song, but if we're doing it with our praise and with our heart and with everything within us, God's going to inhabit those praises and God's going to change those things around. Amen. And it's not that we want crazy, wild, but I'd like to have a little movement. I'd like to have some little action. I'd like to sense and see, I don't want my private time to be better than my time with corporate time with you guys. I think there should be a bigger conduit when we come together. It should. I think that it should. I think that we should. If we're all coming together, there should be I want this, if my time, is a 110 and I'm just getting superly blessed at my 110, but I go out here and we should be having a 660 or whatever, 880. We should be having some kilowatts and not just some watts. Amen. We ought to be tapping in. And it taps in with praise and with worship. And I'm going to do this one Sunday. When you guys all show up, I'm going to preach first. We're going to have worship second. Just no matter what. I'm not going to preach about worship or anything. I'm just going to preach. And then we're going to rejoice. We're going to praise God for what we heard. And then we're going to watch God do something. Hallelujah. And then we'll stay all day and just do what God says do. Hallelujah. And that'd be really hard on my flesh because I'm a time guy. But I want to get lost. I want to get into his presence. I want to sing praise. I want to magnify the Lord. I want to see the presence and the power of God and the glory of God. And when it comes in, there's a purpose. There's a plan. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to enter his gates with thanksgiving, as Psalms 104 says. I want to enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to declare his goodness and his grace. And I don't mind if he just shows up and we don't get to do things. But I want God to be God. And I want to see people healed and whole and set free and saved and filled. And I just the presence of God to touch our lives. And it's not a fantasy or a fairy tale. Because I've experienced all that. But I'm not satisfied until I sense it again. And I'm not satisfied because I sense it just when me and God and my prayer time, my fellowship with God, and it does all that just so good. It's like, Pastor Pam doesn't pray you know, nicely, okay? She gets all crying and, you know, and she just prays. It's awesome. It's good stuff. I love it. You know, because, but God always shows up. The presence of God is so precious. You know, she's demonstrative. It's like, okay, that's your thing. You know, and when I pray, I pray. Now, when I sing or worship God, it's loud, nasty, and bless God, it wakes her up, and it's terrible. And she's like, she doesn't have the heart to come down and tell me, you sound terrible. But it doesn't matter. It's not for her. I say, you need to shut your door. Try to do it. I'm sorry. We're doing this. Because this is my making a joyful noise to God. Amen. Why do I share that? Because it ought not be so. I'm sorry. When we come to church, we gather together on a Wednesday night. We gather together on Sunday. When we're connecting together to do, I know we're teaching, so do things. But I just want to stir your heart. But I also want to stir, you can have some great times by yourself. You need to draw that circle around you, man, and just have a Holy Ghost time. Get filled again. How to get worshiping again. Get praising again. Get in agreement with the Word of God again. Start blessing God. Hallelujah. And granted, if you don't like yourself singing, don't sing. Just talk. Do psalms. Speak in, you know, those kind of things. But just magnify the Lord. Amen. Let God be God. And don't be embarrassed to do it. Just say, man, God's my Father. Jesus is my Lord. Holy Spirit is teaching me. He's my comforter. Hallelujah. God, just fill this house. Fill this house. Fill this house. And Father, right now, I pray that you fill this house. I pray that you fill each and every house. Hallelujah. That they get in agreement with what you're wanting to do in their life. You're wanting to stir up the gift of God that's within them. There are some things that you want to stir up. You want to bring to pass. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for arresting me, and thank you for reminding me. Thank you for turning things around and saying, listen, you better straighten yours. This is what you need to do. And so thank you, Lord, that you love me enough to correct me. You love me enough to give me a good old-fashioned spanking, and I love that. I love that you can slap me and tell me, hey, straighten up. What's the matter with you? Quit acting that way. Lord, thank you for that, because I desire you. I desire your presence. I do. I'm so thankful for you. And I want to give myself to worship. I do. I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. I want to worship you with everything that's within me. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to thank you, Father God. I know. Hallelujah. That all the things that are between you and me. And Lord, I just want to honor you for that. And Lord, I pray for Harvest Bible Church. You know, we're going into the holiday season with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas and it's such a hustle bust, but Lord, thank you for 2025. Thank you, Father, that in that year we're gonna turn a corner and move and do the things that you've called us to do. Yes, we have all these projects, but God, they're in your hands. You will bring them to pass in your timing, in your grace. We'll just let you do it. Lord, we honor you and love you. We're not pressured. We're not, you know, upset if they don't get done in our time. We just trust you to bring things to pass. Thank you, Father, that your hand is upon us, that your plan. But the greatest plan is you want people's lives to be touched. And we want to be a light. We want to be a place where the power of God is working. And it works in our praise. It works in our worship. It works in the presence of God. So thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for your presence in this place. Because your presence is in each and every one that's here. Each and every person here has a voice. Each and every person here has a shout. Hallelujah. They've got a song. They've got a hallelujah. They've got a hallelujah. They've got that in their hallelujah to begin to let that hallelujah come out. Hallelujah. And it defeats the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, it subdues the enemy. You subdue the enemy. You fight our battles. You give us rest and you make provision for us. Because we're going to praise you. We're going to worship you. Hallelujah. Father, we're going to keep the rocks and the trees quiet. We're going to praise you. We're going to magnify you. Glory to your presence in this place. Your presence. We desire you, Lord. We do. And oh, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Amen. Come on. Amen.
And I try to, in the church, raise our hands.
Amen.
That's
fine. We just thank you, Father, for good thing. I take all the prayer I can get. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We do. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We praise you. Thank you, Father God. Yes. Yes, 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 and yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Glory and honor and power. Father, I just thank you for the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. I receive it. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Now you can pray. Anytime God tells you to pray for me, he means it. Just letting you know, just letting you know. I know I may come across that I got everything handled, but, and that's where I thank God for, bless her heart. She didn't know what she's getting into, but I told her, you're it. She said, how come you can be talk to me like this? And then everybody else, you're so sweet. And I said, because I can talk to you like that. That means I can be sweet to them. Because if I don't talk to you like that, they're going to all leave. No, but you have to have that. Thank God that's what we're here for, one for another. But it is true. And thank you. Thank you, Layla, for that, because that's what we do. We come against and then we say, okay, Lord, we're going to honor you. We're going to love you. We're going to thank you for that. And we're never going to quit. We're going to keep moving forward, I never think about quitting. I get mad, but I never think about quitting. I think about, okay, I just want to, just take it into my own hands and do things. But that's when I just say, okay, Lord, your grace, your mercy, you got this. Let me calm myself down. Let me pray. You never make a decision when you're busy. You never make a decision when everything's all cluttered. You make a decision, hallelujah, when you're calm and free and relaxing. Say, okay, Lord, I can handle to do this thing. Amen. You make a decision based on what he wants you to do. Amen. But I tell you, he is. God is subduing our enemies. He's fighting our battles. He's giving us rest, and he's making provision. Amen. Amen. And he's going to continue to do that. He is going to continue to do that. Hallelujah. And the wonderful thing is that we're not in a hurry. I'm always in a hurry, but we're not in a hurry. God's not. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose for everything we do. Amen. So anybody else have something? This sounds like a good time. So praising and worshiping and magnifying the Lord. We like all kinds of exhortation. Go ahead, Miss Sylvia. Prophesy to us. Come on. Yeah. I believe that 100%. Because that's, I just say, well, God, you got something. You're stopping us. You're holding us back. And we're going to do it. And God's gonna bring it to pass. Yeah, okay. What she said was this, is that anytime God's holding some things back or things seem to be, God's got something better. God's got something better. Which is true. Because, listen, if it's in God's timing and he's doing it, then he's the one that brings it to pass. And we just walk it out by faith and say, okay, Lord, we'll just back up. We'll try somebody else. We're going to go over here. If they don't want to do it, there's got to be somebody else. Or here's what we're going to do. We're going to work this out because we want to see it done, and we let God do it. Yes, Ms. Pat, go ahead. We got a few minutes and we're good.
The example for that is the property that we bought.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But guess what, folks?
God did it. Yeah, amen. And we're going to have the same size of building and everything. And we couldn't, I couldn't see this, but God could see it. He could do it. And I think he was helping us, get past me. And praise God for that. I thank him for that every day, for what he did and the miracle that he did. I do. I really thank God for that, his hand upon us. And we see his hand and we see what he's done. So that's the thing, too, is we just say, okay, Lord, you're going to bring it to pass. You got it. I mean, we still need $3 million. That means he's got to get it to you. because we're going to pay cash for this building. We're not going to go in debt. We are not going to go in debt. I declare that. I preach that. I'm believing that with all of my heart. That means you're about to be blessed. All of you watching, you want to catch it and say, hey, he needs $3 million. You can send it. If you need to know how to spell that, I can tell you. Okay? It's okay. Just all that. But no, I believe that. I believe God's going to do that to make it come to pass. Amen? I believe that with all my heart. He's going to do it. I believe that we entered into something in 2021 and we're going to continue it until Jesus comes. That. Oh, yeah. Feet. That's right. Amen. Yeah, Satan would like to hinder, but he is under our feet. And like I said, delays are not denial. Just because all of a sudden this person doesn't want to do it, it's like, okay, somebody else will. You know, everybody seems to be, you know, busy, busy, busy. Everything seems to be difficult, but that's okay. In the midst of famine, God's going to prosper us. In the midst of everything, there's going to be blessings. And that's what we believe. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to praise the Lord for all those things. We're praising God for the things he has done. But man, we're praising God for what he's about to do too. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're going to worship God with our Wednesday night tithes and offerings here. Hallelujah. And I want to say thank you for all of you that were here last Wednesday too. You know, those of you online, you know how to give and they can show you how to give up here. But you guys just supernaturally blessed the guy from Africa, you know, the guy that goes down, even though he's from, you know, Montana and stuff. And I mean, you gave him $4,400, you know, to build almost to build 3 houses. So, which was, you know, a huge amount for that kind of, I mean, we only had like the number of people we have right here, and you guys decided you liked him. So, but I think it was because, hey, I mean, we know we can't build a 3-bedroom house here for $1,500, right? And we could build 3 of them there for one for $1,500. So you guys were amazing. Thank you. And you guys are always that way. You always give, you always sow. You guys are just amazing. I thank God for you. And that's why we're blessed. That's why you're blessed. That's why Harvest Bible Church is blessed. And so we're going to continue to be blessed. Amen? To doing what God's called us to do. So bringing our tithes and offerings. So if you, an envelope, they're right there in the seat pockets in front of you. Or if you're giving to the website, the app, the text, I'm actually doing it by our texting thing here. So I got to pay attention. So do you. So that's a good thing there. Amen. Hallelujah. It's always good. Somebody asked me a question one time. She said, have you ever actually, you know, messed up the number? I did. I put an extra 0 one time. Someone said, well, what did you do? I just gave it. I figured God wanted it. So I figured that was the way it goes. I mean, if you do an extra 0, it makes it a lot bigger than what it should be. Yeah. It goes from tens to hundreds or from hundreds to thousands. It can be a little exciting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some, you know, and believe it or not, I didn't know you have up till 2 hours to reject it. I didn't know you had to do that. Somebody showed me that later. Said, you have up to 2 hours to refund that. I said, really? I said, I thought it was done. You know, but anyways, praise God. God, he still met every need. God still did it. So it was still a good thing. Amen. But I still don't want to have to exercise my faith like that. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can sow seeds into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. You are blessing everybody at Harvest Bible Church. You're doing supernatural, Father. You're doing exceedingly abundantly above all that they could even ask or think. Lord, I thank you that because I thank you that millions of dollars are coming into us so that we can complete the projects that we need to complete. Your hand is upon us. Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for it now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Ushers, go ahead. Let's receive this offering here. Hallelujah. Hey, I think the announcements are, if you want to get tickets, I don't know, Miss Angelica, are you okay with that tonight? You got it? All right. Miss Angelica's getting, Miss Leticia's not here this evening, so Miss Angelica can handle that. I know that we've got like 70-some or so that has already bought tickets and stuff. So, like I said, we've made a way that we can put a lot more people in so that we can have nobody be left out. We're not going to leave anybody out. I know that we've been trying to get a bigger venue or different things there. It's just that venues are very, very expensive. We'd have to charge $100 a couple, or not even a couple, $100 a person if you want to get a venue. They're just amazingly expensive. I mean, you know, the one we did with the barn, and we had the carriage, and we had all the really things there, was really fancy. But Pastor Pam got that for free for us, so she hasn't been able to go get us anything free. Yeah, we have to work on that. But it was all the other ones they want a lot of money for. But hey, but we've got a new caterer and a new thing that's going to happen, so it's going to be good. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's a lot of good things in store, and it's just a great time of fellowship. And I like it. I like things that we do. We've been doing it on the first Friday of December for the last 20 some odd years. It is what it is, and we're going to have a great time. And of course, we have the kids and the youth, and they're going to serve, and we're going to be a blessing there. And we'll talk about those things later as we get down the road. Amen. I don't think there's anything else that we need. That it's all good, right? I think we're good. So praise God. Let's all stand up. I love all of you. God loves you. All of you watching, we love you. We'll see you on Sunday. God bless all of you.